You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV in association with MTK Global via Zoom. I'm joined by Johnny Nelson, a very busy Johnny Nelson recently.
I know, you've been chasing me around for days, haven't you? It's just like, I'm actually busier now when I'm at home than actually in the office, but that's a good thing.
Johnny, lots of news circulating around in the heavyweight division, so I thought it would be a good time to get you on. I've spoken to both Frank Warren and Bob Arum recently. Bob Arum last night told me that Wilder's contract is essentially up, so whoever wanted that third fight, that time frame is gone where you can activate that fight. And you said months ago, I think, to Coogan that this Fury-Wilder 3 fight will not happen. So I'm guessing you're not surprised.
I'm not surprised because I ain't. Because if you think as a fighter, you see, it doesn't matter what you tell the public in regards to I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. The fighter, you're only human. And for Deontay Wilder, no matter what smoke's been blown up his ass going through his career, being so successful and so dangerous and so powerful, you know, you're going to, some people will start to believe in their own hype. And I think once that bubble had burst with him, mentally, I honestly and truly believe, no matter what he says publicly, which he hasn't really actually said anything publicly yet, unless I've missed it, I think he knows. And when I heard about Mark Breland being ejected out of the camp, I'm only assuming. I'm assuming Mark Breland said, yo, don't do it. You know, you just don't do it. You're done. So there's a few things here. So Wilder could either put himself in a position and say, you know what, if you want me to step aside, pay me some ridiculous money. If you want me to step aside for you and Joshua to fight. If Joshua or Fury want to do that, they'll do that. Clearly they don't. Or clearly it's not on the table. The other thing is Wilder really truly believes he'll win a third fight. But I think that's a slim thinking. Or the other thing is that he'd think, you know what, let me just go in and catch a beam for 50 million, 100 million. His ego won't let him do that. So to think old Benny is called three smart. And he's probably outsmarted himself because he's got to a stage where he's lost all three of those options and he's ended up with nothing at all. Because either one, his confidence, his ego has taken a massive dent, and he won't be able to settle for any of those three options there. So now he's out of the picture. So, and realistically, might be a too big shout. Don't be surprised if we do not see Deontay Wilder at all next year. Don't be surprised if he just drifts out of the game for a while. Might come back in a couple of years' time. But do not be surprised if he just goes off the radar because he's got to get over it. He's got to get over it. He's still, as far as I'm concerned, he's still heavily scarred. So don't be surprised if he vanishes. They're talking about January. They're talking about doing this, that, and the other. Just don't be surprised if you don't see him in action in 2021.
Would you be shocked if he retired?
Not at all. Not at all. I'd be shocked if he actually announced his retirement because that's him accepting defeat. That's his ego accepting, yo, I'm out of this. I wouldn't be shocked if he just drifted out of here and just didn't comment and didn't say anything and gave people the idea and yeah, I'll be back next year. I'm just a bit busy. I've got a few other projects. That could seem doing it that way, but don't be surprised if he just disappears off the scene. Because and the other thing is this: there's a lot of money involved in Fury Wilder. A lot of money, and a lot of other people will earn off that. You know, TV companies, promoters and everything. And so they would all have encouraged him. You know, come on, this is it's a business. You know, we've got to get into it. And he's he said, I'm out of this. I ain't doing it. They've got to push. It's not trying to push a donkey. It's not ready to move. I ain't doing it. So don't be surprised if you just drift out of the game. You never know. You might see this and think, fuck that, Johnny Nelson. I'll show that big mother. But I want to be surprised if he drifted out of our game.
Well, Bob also said that as long as Fury comes through, whoever he's going to box on December 5th and Joshua beats Pulev, that they're fully intent on making Fury Joshua for late spring, because, as I said, Wilder doesn't have this hold over Fury anymore. The contract has expired, essentially, the rematch.
I'll tell you what, as long as Fury's around, Wilder won't be. Because he knows that one man's there that's making him catch a serious beating. So as long as Fury's around at the top of the tree and your position is him, Wilder won't be. Because your dreams and ambitions are gone, because you think, I can't get past that guy, so what am I doing it for? If Wilder got turned over by Joshua or anybody else, Oscar Rivas apparently is talking about fighting next, or I bet you anything, Wilder would be back in the mix again. But whilst he was around, nah. I'm telling you, he's his proper bogeyman. He's his nightmare. And that'd be part of the reason. He'll fall back in love with him once Fury's gone. And they'll look at what else is around.
Do you think they stalled on purpose then, Team Wilder? Like, delayed this?
Yeah, man. Listen, you just look at this. Look at boxing. Look at the history of our sport. Look at fighters, such as fights of this magnitude. And you'd have seen where you've heard something from everybody involved. I don't know if I've missed it. I don't watch much TV. But what I'm saying is, I ain't seen anything said by Deontay Wilder. Apart from a little comment when Dillian Whyte got turned over, and that's it. Which to me is shameful. You know, if you can talk about that one little thing, but you can't talk about anything else. So he's got some growing up to do. And again, you can only surmise what's happening behind the scenes, because rumours that are set out are clever rumours, because he can say, well, I didn't actually say that. So if only anybody said, ah, that's stupid. Why did you say that? I said, nah, I didn't say that. My mate said it. You ain't your mate going to say anything unless you set things up.
Okay, let's move on to December 5th, where Tyson Fury is scheduled to box here in London. Oscar Rivas, Ajit Caballero, Michael Hunt has been thrown in the mix. Decent guys.
So, Spencer Oliver and I were talking. You know what he said to me, which was a brilliant idea, but this is again about egos having to work together. So Anthony Joshua is supposed to be fighting December 12th. Tyson Fury is looking around for an opponent for early December as well. It's a great opportunity, a great chance, and the pay-per-view sales, I bet, will be mad if you put them both on the same bill. But that means TV companies have got to work together, promoters have got to work together, and it will show how serious they are in regards to moving forward in the future.
No chance.
Can you imagine?
No
chance.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. But that's what you're saying. But why not? Because they're going to have to work together in the future if they're talking about them fighting each other. But why not? Because the pay-per-view sales will be good anyway with Joshua fighting. The pay-per-view sales with Joshua and Tyson same being Bill will go bam! Then you could cut a deal between the two and say, boom, boom. But then egos will say, well, they're only buying tickets because of me. Now it's because of me. Now it's because of me. You know, and people have got to work together. But the way things are at the moment, where there's no crowds and our sport needs to stay on its feet and keep the fans interested and still bring the money in. Can you imagine the pay-per-view sales would be ridiculous? Be ridiculous. Just tell me, why not? Why couldn't I?
How do you split that, like the pay-per-view revenue between Sky and BT?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why you sit down and you say, right, let's do a deal. Let's talk here. Let's talk. Let's see how we can do this. Conversations have to be had. Mm. And listen, these guys will talk to each other when it suits. But this can be done. I'm sure it can be done.
It's a good idea for the times we're in. But to be honest, what were we, October, for less than 2 months, for that project to come up, I don't see that happening realistically.
Oh, you never know. You never know. I ain't a businessman. I'm an ex-fighter. I don't know Jack Diddley. I do know common sense. I do know once you can have a conversation and talk, then these things can be done as fast as they want or as slow as they want.
Yeah, what do you think about the opponents being touted for Tyson? Rivas's, Hunter's, Caballero's?
Again, I can't say easy pickings because one punch in the heavyweight world changes everything, as we've seen. I think people can't complain about the opponents because these opponents were revered as you know, good opponents for past fighters. So why not? And for such short notice, you know, Tyson Fury's at the top of his tree. So anybody he fights, anybody with any... So the guys that have been mentioned, they're the ones that are probably not in touching distance of getting themselves in contention to box for a world title. The other guys that are in touching distance, they'd want more preparation. They'd probably not want to take the chance because they know they'll get the chance in a few months' time or a year's time, whatever. So I think the opponents, quality-wise, yeah, why not get Tyson Fury out, get him busy, get him active. I understand Fury, I understand Joshua, I understand all fighters want to fight. And so I get the frustration. And so good on him.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.